Kenth reached the support level of the hangar, where a network of supply lines, ventilation ducts, and service cranes hung 30 meters above the maintenance decks. He worked his way out toward the balcony that Saba and the Masters were on, his heart pounding in his ears, despite the Jedi breathing techniques he was using to keep himself calm. What he would do when he reached the balcony, he did not know. On the one hand, his best chance of disrupting the launch and preventing the entire Jedi Order from committing a terrible treason lay in taking Saba by surprise and rendering her forever harmless before she or anyone else realized what was happening. But he was not sure how the other Masters would react to such a cold-blooded attack, whether they would make allowances for the necessity of taking a ferocious warrior like Saba by surprise, or whether they would consider it a ruthless assassination and turn on him themselves. After a couple of minutes of very careful, very quiet creeping, Kenth found himself about a meter behind Saba and 7 meters above her head. He couldn't make out what she was saying, just that she was hissing commands and questions, and the Masters were answering in subservient tones. If he had had any doubts before, it was clear now who was leading the mutiny, and whom he needed to remove if he wished to resume command and prevent the tragedy he saw unfolding in front of him. But Kenth had not been out of the military for so long that he had forgotten the value of intelligence. It would not be enough to eliminate the traitor. He had to know who was with her and who was reluctant. He had to know whom he needed to fear after Saba was gone. Kenth opened himself up to the Force, attuning his ears to its ripples and using it to amplify the voices below. Saba's dorsal ridge instantly rose, and she cocked her scaly head, turning a recessed ear up toward the catwalk where Kenth was hiding. Aware of just how keen her predator's senses were, he held his breath and used a meditation technique to calm his pounding heart. Even then, Saba's head remained cocked, the corner of one eye turned up toward the support level. Kenth was beginning to think he had lost the element of surprise when Silgal's gurgling voice began to sound in his ears.
"And Mirax are returning to the temple, and the Solos report the extraction team is ready to proceed."
Extraction team? That could only mean Saba had convinced the Council to strike on multiple fronts at once, sending a team to recover the Horn Kids during the confusion of the Stealth X launch. It was a smart tactical move, of course, and just the kind of thing that would convince Dala the Jedi were going into open rebellion.
"Good,"
Saba said, thumping her tail in approval.
"And the tournament?"
"Booster is expecting Senator Treen to board within the hour," Silgal reported. "Once he does, they'll be ready to start. The other players are aboard already."
"Ask Captain Tarek to keep us informed. Our timing must be perfect."
Saba turned to Barat Kel and asked,
"You have made contact with Jedi Saar and Aurelis?"
Barat Kel nodded, then rumbled,
"My team will rendezvous with them in Arari."
Saba thumped her tail again.
"Then may the Force be with you,"
she said.
"8 Jedi against worlds. This one wishes it could be more."
8 must do,"
Barat Kel assured her.
"The Sith are our first concern, but 8 Jedi will be enough to offer hope to the slaves. And with hope, the slaves will free themselves."
"Yes,"
Saba said.
"The Jedi are counting on that.